Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. Well, back here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, as always. I'm in Texas. That's right. I'm north of Houston, Texas, in the Woodlands, celebrating the Administaff Small Business Classic with these great folks down here in Texas and having a great time and already having some fun. We got a lot more coming up, not only for me, because I'm going to have fun this week, but for you, too, if you'll just keep listening to the show this week. But before we get into the tournament, we got to do something else. We got to kick off Home-Based Business Week, and we're going to do that with our good friend Beverly Williams. And I don't know anybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, in the galaxy, I don't know anybody in the galaxy who would be more appropriate to kick off Home-Based Business Week with than Beverly Williams. And primarily it's because I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be a Home-Based Business Week if it weren't for Beverly. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here with you, especially
today. It's good
today.
To have you back.
This is such a special day for me to remember every year. And you're right. I will toot my own horn a little bit and say there wouldn't be a Home-Based Business Week if it wasn't for me, because I did start it.
Yep. You were the one that looked around and said, "Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We got to fix this."
That's right.
The world doesn't understand. There are millions of people out here doing their work from home, and we need to celebrate these people.
You better believe it. I was looking to sort of remind myself periodically. I look at a list that I have of what Paul and Sarah Edwards called their honor roll of home-originated companies.
Right.
And it goes everywhere from Amway to Welch's Grape Juice, where the business idea was conceived in somebody's dining room table or in their garage or in their basement. You know, you look at some of these, Mrs. Fields Cookies, you know, the Lillian Vernon catalog. I happen to know Lillian actually ran her company out of her garage for the first 5 years.
You know, Beverly, she was on my show about 6 months ago. I actually met her. And she told the story about starting it literally on her kitchen table and with her son on her knee, and which by the way, her son wound up being the deputy administrator of the SBA.
Right.
But what a great event that was to get to meet her.
It is, and you know, it's wonderful. I said to realize the kind of businesses that get grown from a dining room table. I think that what's more important, though, to celebrate is the fact that the SBA is now saying, in their business by the numbers, that 53% of all the small businesses, which are 80% of this country's businesses, 53% of those are home-based businesses. That's a lot.
That's a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and see the thing about it, Beverly, when you and I were home-based, and I was...
Mm-hmm.
I was a teleworker, I guess you could say, back in the 70s when I worked for Xerox.
Right.
And for about 6.5 years, I was a teleworker. I worked from home as an employee and managed the territory.
Uh-huh.
And then in 89, when I started my own business, I literally had an office in my basement, and I worked from home there for about 3 years until I moved to an office downtown.
Uh-huh.
And but in those days, as I think it probably was in your case, I worked from home because it made more sense financially, logistically, in every way. It made sense for me to do that, but it wasn't from the marketplace standpoint. It wasn't so much the intuitive thing to do, was it?
No, it wasn't.
In fact, it was culturally, it was almost an illogical thing to do, but it made sense for me. But today, that's not the case, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. It has changed tremendously from necessity and desperation to want to, because it's possible, because it's more convenient, because our society's the changes that have happened over the years have made it almost intolerable to leave your home to conduct your business, and it's become much easier to do because of the technology. So why should you have to hassle with the traffic, with the cost, with the hassle of going somewhere else to operate your business. You can do it right from home.
With the technology that we have today, I mean, 15, 16, 20 years ago, if you were home-based, you probably there was probably a 90% chance part of your strategic goals were to be in your own building, in your own office downtown, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask, probably you said 50% of all businesses are home-based businesses, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Actually, I actually think that number may be conservative, Beverly.
Oh, I do too.
But the thing is that if you asked every one of those home-based business owners, you know, hey, I got a great deal for you downtown, I bet you 60 to 70% would say, why?
Yeah, that's not such a good deal. I wouldn't want to do that.
Not a good deal for me.
No, that's not the reason home-based businesses are operating from home anymore. It's not out of, I can't afford to be downtown, therefore I'm looking for a deal and I'll jump at any opportunity. If I'm where I want and need to be, and am able to be because of technology and other advances, and I have no desire to be outside of my home, there is still some concern on the part of home-based business people about telling others that they're based in their home, and I continue to work on helping them change their attitude about that. It is not a negative anymore to be able to say, I work from home. I have a 30-second commute or a 6-second commute or a 2-minute commute. However long it takes you to get to your office, it's an advantage for you and for your clients.
Well, and especially, you know, more and more people who are home-based, as you know, people don't come to your office as much as they used to. You know, there's so much electronic communication these days. There's so much more that can be done. You know, when I was coming up as a young pup in sales, I would never have delivered a proposal other than face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
I was trained. I mean, I was programmed to never. Mm-hmm. I made a vow to never deliver a proposal without delivering it in person.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't delivered a proposal in person in years because they always want it by email.
Right.
And stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're celebrating Home-Based Business Week with the person who got it all started all those years ago when she was just about 5, Beverly Williams. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog, which you can do both of those things right there on my website. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And check out all the other resources that are available on our website to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you're a home-based business, whether you are a home-based business or want to be, or if you're one of the unfortunate few who can't stay home and work. And at least that's what Beverly Williams thinks, right, Beverly?
That's right. That's right.
Every morning, Beverly, you get up and you pray for the people who have to get up and have more than a 30-second commute. You say, those poor people, there but for the grace of God, go I. That's what you say, isn't it, Beverly?
No. What I do is, Lord, give me those people so I can help them understand how they could be a small business owner from home. I really
it's hard for you to believe that somebody might actually rather not be from home. Work from home, isn't it, Beverly?
Well, that's
not true. You're kind of a home-based snob, aren't you, Beverly?
I am. I have to admit that one. But I do realize it's not for everybody, and I feel sorry for the people who are in that pair of shoes. But
you also want to try to convert them too, though. You're like a preacher. You want to convert them, right, Beverly?
No. I'm not that zealous about this. I want to help people understand whether or not it is for them, because it is not for everybody. It takes a certain personality and business type But for those who would like to realize their dream, I will do whatever I can to help them realize that, help them get over those hurdles that they feel are in the way. And I say it that way now because the hurdles are so much fewer than they used to be. It really is us putting them in the way instead of the rest of the world putting them in the way for us.
So many people are doing business from home because their customers aren't even in their marketplace. The customers aren't even in their area. The customers are across the country, across the state, across the world, and so it doesn't matter where they are.
Uh-huh.
And really, the only reason why a lot of people decide to leave their home business is when they start hiring, they start growing to the point where they need employees, they need more space, they need a conference room, they need, you know, a place to put things together. There are a lot of reasons why you would move out of the home, but if those things don't come into play, especially if you don't have to have literal employees as opposed to, say, virtual employees,
mm-hmm.
which there are a lot of those right now,
right.
People stay at home. I know architects, attorneys, accountants who are home-based.
Oh, absolutely. And the biggest obstacles still are the need to change some zoning ordinances to allow people a little more freedom to have one or two employees at their home, to have a storage building perhaps. There are things that can still be done, which is one of the reasons why I continue celebrating Home-Based Business Week. It's not only to acknowledge the home-based business owners, but to help others understand who we are, what we're all about, how we're helping the economy, both locally, nationally, and globally, and how we still need to make some change to continue to encourage and grow the home-based businesses in our country. There is such a significant need for change still, and it starts on the local level. It starts actually at the homeowners association level to make sure that there are appropriate laws in place that protect those around us who don't want to be negatively impacted by home-based businesses, which is generally very, very little. But from there, it needs to go up. The state usually don't have a whole lot to do with it, but your city and your county, your locality need to look at their zoning ordinances. And if there isn't something specific now, to make something specific that encourages this growth in an appropriate manner.
There actually are some communities where you could be breaking the law just by opening up a small business. And we're not even talking about hanging a shingle out and having a bunch of customers coming and going. I mean technically, if you open up a business in your home, you could be breaking the law.
Right. Well, my brother is an example. He's a photographer, and he lives under association covenants that say if he does anything, he can take pictures at his home, but if he earns money from that, he's breaking their covenants, and he could be in big trouble. You know, so he has to go out and rent a studio in order to earn a living from doing what he enjoys doing. Now, that's an antiquated attitude. It needs to be changed, and it, please, if you haven't done it yet, look at those covenants and restrictions and start making the change now.
Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com, and there's information on there about
zoning.
The book is what I call the roadmap to being a home-based entrepreneur. It's not having to get in your car and drive to your office. The joys and the challenges of being a home-based business and the reality of that, how to make it happen for you. I hope that it becomes the Bible. There are lots of books out there.
It already is. It's just a matter of whether however many people know about it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're home-based, or if home-based business, being a home-based business owner, is in your future or is in your reality, and you're ever so thrilled at what you're doing, and you're ever so excited that you're doing what you're doing, there are a number of people you could thank, and one of them is my guest on the show right now. She's an original member of our Brain Trust, and I don't know where home-based business owners would be right now. I don't even want to think about where home-based businesses would be without Beverly Williams. Beverly, you're the best.
Thank you.
And I'll see you later. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating Home-Based Business Week with the person who got it all started all those years ago. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.